What's up? It's your boy Remus and welcome to the Champ Set Podcast, the podcast for champions. What's up? It's your boy Remus and welcome back to the Champ Set Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about having that competitive edge. It's important as a fighter to be obsessed or almost obsessed with the idea of winning or the feeling of winning. That just putting yourself in that situation where you love winning and you refuse to lose, as Castamardo would say. A lot of guys, you know, even though they're in this sport that is so terrifically competitive, they don't seem to just have that urgency to let's get it done, let's do this, let's win. But it's just scary to me because if you don't, another guy is. So what I recommend for you to do is to, from now, start to develop that competitive edge if you don't have it. And if you do have it, still push it further. Cultivate it and enhance it even more. It's okay to be competitive. It's okay to want to win more than everyone else. It's okay to be extremely ambitious. And the reason why I'm telling you is because for some reason out there in the world, they don't want to tell you to be ambitious. They don't want you to feel comfortable doing everything. They don't want you to be comfortable being a sore loser. But I'm letting you know that I've studied these champs. I've studied these guys. And I know that they had this on some level. So from now on, forget being okay with losing. In certain amateur competitions, you know, I know that over here in England, we do this where you actually get a trophy for just simply participating. Like, even if you win or you lose, you're still going to get a trophy. And it's funny because in a lot of competitions here, in amateur competitions, the loser will actually still get, he'll get a trophy that's the exact same size and design of the winner. So it's almost like neutral. It's almost like the winner doesn't even get rewarded more. So there's not a real incentive to the guy to look at winning as being a higher priority. And I think that's a little bit weird to me, you know, because I mean, I get it on some level, but you're just softening the sport. It's better if you as a coach to have your guy, you know, almost addicted to the feeling of winning, more so than, you know, allowing him to feel like, oh, whether it's a win, whether it's a loss, it's the same thing. Now, we can say on some level that whether it's a win or a loss on your actual life, it really doesn't have that much of an impact, to be honest. But for that persona that is the guy that's in the ring, no, you want the win and nothing else. It's okay to reject the idea of losing. It's okay to be disgusted with it, with that situation. Maybe not disgusted with yourself, unless you say disgusted with yourself as who you was in that moment when maybe you didn't do as good as you could have done. But it's okay. It's just okay to be a sore loser. And I think a lot of people need that mindset more. You know, a lot of people need that mindset where they actually go, you know what, I'm not okay with being a loser. So if you was that guy who was in amateur boxing in England, right, and you lose, and you know that you could have done better, you know that you could have trained harder for that fight, and you have to take some responsibility for the fact that you didn't do as well as you could have, I would say have the discipline to go, you know what, I know, and, you know, they want to just give me this, but I don't deserve this. And that's okay. That's okay. Because if you have the awareness to go, you can do better, and you're going to incentivize yourself to do better in the future, that can only be good for you. It only makes it more likely that you're going to be a winner. You have to train your brain from now to see that to get the rewards of winning, you have to deserve it. And in the sport of professional fighting, in the sport of professional boxing, it's not going to be so kind to you. You're not going to be rewarded when you're a loser. What you're going to find is that no one's going to care about you when you're a loser. So it's better as early as possible to develop the competitive edge right now. That's all I'm going to have time for today. Stay focused. Let's get this greatness. Champs it. If you liked that video where we was going over the mental aspects of fighting, and if you want to take your mindset and boxing to the next level,
What I want you to do is check out the online recordings of the Remus Boxing Masterclass, which was a class that we did to go over fight strategy and mindset concepts. It's 2 hours worth of recordings in which we go over different things such as dealing with pressure, controlling the mind, fight strategies, and designing your mind so that it's ready for war. All you have to do is go in the link in the description so that you can watch it online or download it so you can watch it wherever you want to watch it. Remember, boxing is mostly mental, so you have to train your mind just as much as you train your body, and I'm sure this is gonna help. So after you watch it, let me know what you think. Peace.